WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker and his wife M.K. recently paid Pope Leo XIV a visit in Rome. They presented the Chicago-born pontiff with a few Illinois-themed gifts, including a drawing made by a woman incarcerated in a downstate prison. WBEZ's Mawa Iqbal spoke with the woman on her piece and how arts and crafts have impacted her life behind bars.
It was a 40-minute-long meeting with the Pope, where Illinois' first couple discussed immigration, extended an invite to Chicago, and gave the Pope, quote, good tidings from Illinois. Here's M.K. Pritzker gifting one of those tidings, a framed drawing. The First Lady's description of it to the Pope was filmed by Catholic broadcaster EWTN News.
Done by an immigrant who was incarcerated in Illinois, and the black and white is how she was before she became incarcerated.
She is 38-year-old Yesenia Diaz, and she's currently incarcerated at the Logan Correctional Center, about 175 miles south of Chicago near Springfield.
I was like, are you serious? Like the Pope, like in Rome? At first, I didn't know why the First Lady would be interested in giving my drawing to the Pope, because my drawing is not that great.
Diaz says drawing is not her strong suit. She's more fluent in making crafts using paper and paints and whatever else she can find around the prison's garden. But when the First Lady invited those incarcerated in Illinois prisons to submit drawings for an art contest, Diaz couldn't pass it up.
It was just an honor that we got privileged to do these things, to do something positive and to be part of the community outside, even from the inside.
Diaz, who's originally from Chicago's Pilsen neighborhood, submitted a drawing of herself as a young girl, dancing in a garden with a bouquet of flowers in one hand and a monarch butterfly resting on the other. Half the drawing is in black and white, depicting a barbed wire fence and a prison tower. The other half is in color, showing sunshine, flowering bushes, and a white picket fence.
Because before, even though I was alive, my spirit was kind of, my heart, my mind was kind of like dead. So by God's healing, I got to see how beautiful life it can be.
The contest was dubbed Art is Healing, and the top four winners' artwork were featured at M.K. Pritzker's tent at the Illinois State Fair this past summer. In a statement, the First Lady says she chose Diaz's drawing because it's a, quote, beautiful example of Illinois' efforts to treat all humans with dignity and respect. Diaz is currently serving a 33-year sentence for murder. She's been in prison since she was 20 years old. And she says making art, tending to the garden, decorating the unit for the holidays, has all helped pass the time.
It might be something simple, but it always brings smiles to other people. So that's kind of my reward, like just to see people smile. And I feel like by seeing other ones being blessed by my gift, I get blessed too.
Diaz, a devout Christian, didn't get to see the Pope's reaction. But the Pope seemed to understand the meaning she was trying to convey when M.K. Pritzker showed him her work. The Pope took one look at Diaz's work and then said, finding God.